This morning, we structure our prayers around the call of the World Council of Churches to act for justice, peace, and the integrity of creation. In the slogan of the Radicals, there is no peace without justice. Justice underpins peace and the integrity of creation. So we start by praying for justice. Almighty God, you have given all peoples one common origin, and your will is to gather them as one family in yourself. Fill the hearts of all with the fire of your love and a desire to ensure justice for all our sisters and brothers. By sharing the good things you give us, may we secure justice and equality for every human being, and a human society built on love and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. The horrors of the war in Ukraine are brought before us every day, but there are countless more people suffering in other conflicts elsewhere in the world as well, including in the Yemen, where British weapons have been used in a war that has cost more than 230,000 lives. So we pray for peace and for the victims and perpetrators of war. For all those who have fallen victim to hatred and inhumanity, for those loved ones who are left behind to mourn, for the souls of those whose hearts are cold, for the children who are being born into this world of conflict and violence, for women and mothers who suffer needlessly, for the soldiers who are misguided in thinking that their bullets will bring about peace, for those who feel called to conscientiously object to military orders, for the children who cry in their beds at night and wonder, what have I done? For the mothers and fathers who must try to explain the unexplainable. For the children who have died before their time. For the soldiers who allow their uniform to strip them of their humanity. For the healers who are denied the opportunity to use their gifts. For the redemption of souls of both victim and perpetrator. For those who commit themselves to the forgiveness of sins. Lord, hear our prayer. Our failure to respect the integrity of creation has led to the current climate crisis in which God's beautiful and generous world has been trashed and we are heading for catastrophe. So we pray for forgiveness and a change of heart. We pray for the world, our common home, that through God's grace we may hear its cry of the damage done and be moved to protect it for future generations to enjoy. We pray for those people who are already facing droughts, floods and storms, that God may grant them strength and hope for the future as they work to adapt to the changing climate. We pray for our Church of Christ the Cornerstone, that through the grace of God we may hear the urgent cry of the earth and of the poor and be inspired to respond at this crucial time. We pray for the world we live in, that God may open our eyes to recognise the goodness of all creation and help us to do what we can to restore and care for the wonderful gift that we have been given. We pray for world leaders, that God may grant them wisdom to make just decisions which respect the earth and all that lives in it, especially those who are poorest and most vulnerable. We pray for our local community, that through God's grace we may be good neighbours to each other and to the whole of creation, restoring and caring for all that God has made. Lord, hear our prayer.